90.7 WKGC, this is The Mix, and that's Eric Clapton. Start things off on this Friday morning and change the world. Tom, are you going to change the world?
Trying to.
You should turn your microphone on first. Oh, no.
No.
Somebody shut it off over on this side.
I can hear in my headphones, my microphone's on. So
you can hear the sound in your head?
An opera. Yes. It's all echoey in there, too. I don't understand that. Why does it sound like echoes?
I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. Not surprised. So, anyway, you are going to change the world? One person at a time.
One person at a time, yes.
I love it. All right, very good.
The world will end up being 6 billion people with echoey in their head.
That works.
Okay.
We're going to talk about changing the world this morning, at least a little bit. We have folks in from keeping Panama City Beach beautiful.
It is a beautiful beach.
It is beautiful, as long as people clean up the trash.
They're smiling over there, but I don't think they can be real happy because we've gotten a little hint of red tide out there.
I don't think it's... Is it their fault?
No, it's not their fault. We're not going to get into whose fault it is, because as you know, I'll get excited, so you don't want to do that.
That is true.
Let's not blame any on that one.
Well, we're going to talk about that in just a moment and how we can change the world, so to speak, at least here, right here on our little beach. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about keep Panama City Beach beautiful, because
sure.
That's definitely important.
We've got some information from the past, this day in history. I believe you've selected, you've got one of those little shiny black discs over there.
Yeah, so we have a vinyl play of the day, and I'll give you a hint. It is from one of the best, most classic movies of all times.
Classic?
It's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a good one.
I think of classic as Gone with the Wind. This one's up there with that?
It's a, yeah, I mean, sort of. Yeah, there's something to be said about that, sure. But it is Friday, so happy Friday to all of us here. We've got plenty of warm, dry weather coming for the weekend, which is going to be good. And News 13's Ross Whitley is going to keep us up to date on that. That's coming your way around 9:30. I think that we're getting our nice, warm, dry weather because other people are getting something not quite so dry.
Nowhere near as nice. No, I feel real sorry. Having had my house flooded several times until I got smart enough to move away from the water, there's some people having a tough time over there in North Carolina. South Carolina's in the queue to get hit next. I wish them all the best, and I wish they stay safe.
Absolutely. All right, we'll get to some music. We've got Keep Panama City Beach Beautiful coming up in just a moment. Right now it's the Brownsville Station, and we're smoking in the boys' room. It's Friday on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's Brownsville Station on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, smoking in the boys' room. It's 9:15. We've got a break and Tom Petty coming back, and we're going to talk about keeping Panama City Beach beautiful with the and Golf World as well. We've got some ladies in to talk about both this morning here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC, this is The Mix, and that's Tom Petty, and I won't back down. 19 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a happy Friday to you. And we have in the studio this morning... Keep Panama City Beach Beautiful, or at least some folks from Keep Panama City Beach Beautiful, and Sam from Golf World. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would anybody be against keeping Panama City Beach beautiful?
You wouldn't think so, but their actions sometimes go against that thought process.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Tom, when you're out there and you just leave your bottles on the...
I told you, I don't have my passport, I can't get over the bridge. They won't let me.
Yeah. Very good. So tell us, what do you have going on? I mean, obviously, you guys are helping clean the beaches, but you're here for a reason.
Right. Keep PCB Beautiful cleans up the beaches twice a week. But this Saturday is exciting for us and the local area because it's the International Coastal Cleanup. So on Saturday from 9 to 11, we're going to be at the Treasure Island Marina. Thank you, Treasure Island Marina, for donating the space. We're going to be there with Gulf World and with Divers Den. We're partnering up with them. And we're going to clean the lagoon. Bring your kayaks, bring your paddle boards, your jet skis. We're going to clean the water area and around the marinas. And we're also going to clean up the grounds around that area as well.
That's right. So, yeah, if you don't have a kayak or a paddleboard, you could rent one, of course. Divers Den is right down the road, and I know they're going to be offering a discount if you want to rent some on-the-water items that they have to offer. But you can also clean along the shoreline.
Excellent. So what all is involved? I mean, is it just people showing up and grab a bag and start cleaning up?
It's you know what Keep PCB Beautiful is all about is seeing a need and filling it. And we have a need, which is picking up trash on the beaches and on the streets of PCB and keeping it beautiful, which is our goal. But you can just show up, and we have supplies. We have some gloves from 4Ocean. We have some buckets that have been donated. We have the items you need if you want to do the grounds cleanup. And if you have a kayak and want to get on the water, then you're more than welcome to join us as well. No training needed.
Okay.
You see trash, you pick it up.
So are we seeing a lot of trash in the water out there by the beach?
Yes, sir. Actually, someone came to us and said there was a need in the Grand Lagoon. And we clean up on the beaches. And we, you know, sometimes we don't think about those other areas, like the Grand Lagoon, which feeds into our Gulf. So it's an area where we can make it better for the people that live around it, and then also for our marine life.
That's right. Yeah. Even things like kite string. I've actually seen a sea turtle have a kite string wrapped around its flipper. And unfortunately, we were not able to save that flipper.
Wow.
Yeah, the sea turtle was fine, and it was able to be released back. They can be released with less than four flippers, believe it or not. But it does raise awareness that it's little things. It's not just plastic bags and, you know, the bigger items. It's little things like fishing line and as well.
So how many people do you usually have who are always there? I mean, who are the people you can count on?
Our Keep PCB Beautiful group has grown so much. We're so excited about where it's going. And we normally, on our two cleanups a week, have, 20 to 40 to 30, around that number.
Okay.
And we have about probably 15 to 20 loyal people that come each time to clean up the beach each week.
And you need more, of course.
We need.
That's right. I think 100 would be an awesome goal.
It would be awesome.
I think that's a fair goal.
Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the role that that Golf World is playing in all of this?
Sure. So we all partner together. We obviously want to share the stories of the animals and invite, you know, new guests. Hopefully we're getting a new clientele, or maybe not clientele is not the right word, but a new group of people involved. And we're giving away, obviously, some incentives. So we've got some giveaways. We're giving away a dolphin encounter to a lucky person that participates. Diver's Den is giving a Discover Scuba away.
And we also have door prizes that we've collected. Half Hitch, Coconut Creek's Mini Golf, Pirates Mini Golf, Captain Anderson's Marina, the Egg and I, Hibachi Grill. There's going to be tons of fun stuff to enter to win. And then also feel good about what you're doing tomorrow morning.
That's right. And bring the kids out. We do see a lot of adults, but what's to me so special is when you see a little kid helping us pick up the trash, even if they can only participate for a few minutes and then they get distracted. That's okay, because it's still teaching them at a really young age to make a difference in the world.
Absolutely. It gives them a little something to do.
Yeah.
What about toys? I mean, I know that people leave toys on the beach. Do you toss them in the bag? Do the kiddos get to keep the toys?
Yes and no. We do not toss them back.
Okay, good.
But yes, if they're there helping us and they find a bucket or a shovel and
it's all theirs.
And it's on the beach, it is theirs for the taking. And we also have toy bins that Keep PC Beautiful has donated and built at several of the local hotels for people when they see toys, or if they buy toys here and don't want to lug them back home, don't leave them on the beach for our animals to get a hold of. Put them in the toy bins so other people can enjoy them later.
I think we talked about this last time too, that what's also important besides cleaning up after yourself when you leave the beach is filling your holes.
Exactly.
Because that can be a problem for animals and humans.
Yeah, I mean, the sea turtles, if they're coming up to nest and there's a hole, they can actually get stuck in the hole and not be able to nest. And then on the flip side, you know, the sea turtles they've got a lot of things going against them when they're trying to go back into the water after they hatch.
Right.
So any hole it's fun. Build holes all you want, you know, like make sandcastles and all of that stuff. Just
put it back in. Fill it back up.
Yeah.
Now, how often do the sea turtles come up and nest? Is there a certain time of the year they do that?
There is a certain time of the year. It is from May 1st to the end of October. But, you know, sometimes it could be in different areas.
Sure.
Different times of the year as well. We don't want to we want to try to just create a good habit of keeping it clean all the time. That way you don't have to think about it so much.
Does Golf World kind of keep an eye on those turtles as they kind of do their thing? So you guys do?
The Sea Turtle Watch is who takes care of the nest.
Okay.
We're actually part of Turtle Watch as
You guys
well.
Just like spending time on the beach. This is what it is.
The beach.
Yeah, why not?
Are turtle people.
That's
so.
The deal. Turtle Watch monitors the nesting season.
Okay.
We have surveyors that go out every morning and then call out volunteers to mark those nests. And then during hatching season, we go out at night and get to hang out and watch the nest, see any changes. This year, this season, Gordon hit us a little hard here at the end of the season.
Sure.
But bottom line is, beyond nature, we want to give those hatchlings the best success rate to get to the Gulf where they need to be. And that means filling in your holes, knocking down sandcastles, and making the beach dark, flat, and clean.
Yeah. So when they do hatch and they're heading towards the water, do you guys help them out if they need a little assistance?
Well, you're just going to get me excited right here.
Yep.
We actually, we want them to naturally get to the water on
right.
their own. So when they're hatching, we're there. And if they aren't heading towards the Gulf and they decide to follow man-made lighting, which we have a teensy bit of here in
you
PCB,
think?
Little bit, they might follow that lighting or they might be distracted or disoriented. If they get disoriented, then we are there to rescue them. And we have a permit to pick them up. And we actually store them and take them to a private beach, which is very dark, no artificial lighting, and we let them go so that they have a better rate of living out their life like they're supposed to.
You're essentially like a teacher. Because you're taking these people that are heading in the wrong direction.
That's right. We're providing guidance, if you will.
Exactly. That's what I do, Tom.
That's what you do every day. I've noticed that.
I just don't take them home with me.
Well, that would be against the rules.
Yes,
probably.
I don't take them home with me.
You've already
but
got
I do.
A house full of kids. You don't need any more.
I do point them in the right direction. Sometimes.
Why would you want more kids at your house?
Exactly.
Okay. Don't take any of the kids.
And they
home.
Won't let us take the turtles home. We've kind of asked. That's against the rules.
Yeah, I know. And they get rather large after. A while
they
live forever if not acted upon by mostly mankind
right.
and they get rather large. I don't think you want them
no and they eat a lot.
I have no idea.
They eat a lot.
They do eat a lot, and they come in all shapes and sizes. And
are we talking about
species.
Students or turtles?
Well, there's some similarities.
I lost track.
There are some similarities here. I'm just thinking, you know, and I'm not really sure you want to go out and have to scoop up jellyfish to feed your turtle either. It's like
I would do it if need be.
I would do it for my children.
I don't think you're allowed to feed your children jellyfish, Scott.
Why not?
I'm sorry. I don't think it's. I don't
it's
think
like
it's
Jello.
Good. Yeah, Jello
not,
that stings.
Maybe not.
Anyway, we're talking this morning about keeping Panama City Beach beautiful, and we've managed to go into turtles as well, which is totally fine. And we'll talk more about Golf World. We have a look at that weather forecast. News 13's Ross Whitley has our weather for us, and music on the other side of the break. From Billy Ocean. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC with Billy Ocean and Get Out of My Dreams and Get Into My Car. I've heard people say to me, get out of my dreams, but it was not get into my car.
And we've told you to stop driving around saying, get into my car. You're going to get in trouble.
That's frowned upon in a college atmosphere.
It's
really
frowned upon
is.
Anywhere,
it's
really.
It's frowned upon anywhere. But I think we've got him out of that habit now.
Nice.
He's doing better.
You know, there was a video that I show my students, and it's from the 1970s. It's some stereo thing, and it looks like a Pinto. And this guy is literally grabbing people off of the street and forcing them into his car to listen to his Panasonic radio. I show it to him just because it's funny. It's a little creepy.
Was that recent?
No, this is from the 70s. Oh, yeah, from the 70s.
Today.
First of all, don't get in a Pinto if there's traffic behind you. It's a bad
don't
idea.
Don't ever get into a Pinto.
I would go with that. Just stay out of the Pintos, okay?
Yeah.
They probably don't run anymore anyway. But,
exactly.
No,
this was from the
up.
70s. Some movie from this video. It was an advertisement from the 70s.
I think for Panasonic.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not talking about that at all today. We're talking about keeping Panama City Beach beautiful and clean and how you can be a part of that. And also we're talking with Golf World, and we were talking off air about you got penguins out there.
I asked
if the penguins like the warm weather, and you know, you said that these are African penguins.
Yes, but that is probably one of the top three most
well we think
frequent
the penguins
questions. People are like, where's their ice? But they're
you would freak out the African penguins if you showed up with a block of ice.
Yes.
So you said you had one that was quite old and who passed away recently.
Yes, Fat Boy did pass away not that long ago, but he was such a wonderful ambassador.
How old was he?
He was 34.
Is that pretty old for a penguin?
It is. It is. You know, animals at Gulf World, they have fantastic veterinary care, and they can live a long time. And each one of those animals is being able to teach every guest that comes to the park. You know, when you see these animals up close and personal, you really want to help them and want to make an impact, you know, which is really what we're all about and what Keep PC Beautiful is about.
And you were talking that there's a dolphin who's a grandmother.
Yes.
What's her name?
Sandy.
Okay.
Sandy is a grandmother. Her daughter is.
I met Sandy.
You met Sandy?
I met Sandy years ago. Sandy's no spring chicken.
She's not. She's not a spring chicken, and she is the reason for our very high splash zone. Mm-hmm. So if Sandy is in the dolphin show, you are going to get soaked. Her daughter is Luna, and her granddaughter is Soleil.
Okay.
I actually saw her when she was 4 hours old.
Oh wow!
Yes.
So
yes,
why is
very tiny.
Why is she all about splashing people?
She just loves it. She thinks it's fun. Oh yeah, some of those dolphins.
So dolphins have a sense of humor.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
They all have their own personality.
I mean,
just like humans, or I mean, even our stingrays. You can kind of every animal, you know, just like our dogs. I mean, mm-hmm. they all have their own personality. The dolphin trainers can tell each dolphin apart. I'm not that good. But they can tell, you know, obviously all of them.
Interesting. So what is your job out there, Sam? I didn't ask that at the beginning. We're starting kind of all over here.
That's okay. I'm the sales and marketing manager for the park. And then I also do all the public relations for Gulf World Marine Institute, which is a 501c3 nonprofit.
Very good. And you have teamed up with Keeping Panama City Beach Clean.
Yes,
because
we are so excited to work with them.
Yeah. We want to keep our ocean clean, our beaches clean, so that we don't end up with injured animals at Gulf World.
That's right. That's
right. We're kind of, we love the rehabilitation that Gulf World Marine Institute does, but we would like to lessen that need. By keeping all the plastics and the balloons and the straws and the cigarette butts out of our water, off of our beaches, and in the trash receptacles where they need to be.
And does Gulf World see some of those animals that have some of those injuries?
We do. We see, you know, we can see animals that just have maybe something natural wrong with them. You know, if you see a turtle abnormally floating in the water, that would be a good reason to call FWC so that they can dispatch out to us. But then a lot of times it is a human interaction issue, which means somebody left a beach chair out in the water, or fishing line was cut and ended up wrapped around a sea turtle's flipper or a dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a combination of both things. But, you know, it is sad stories, but what we want to try to take out of it is what can we do, you know?
Sure.
Take your stuff with you and take somebody else's trash with you. And sometimes things that end up in the water, it's not necessarily from somebody being at the beach. It might have blown out of a truck, or, you know, I mean, everything kind of can end up in the water.
Sure.
So everything we can clean up is good.
Yeah, a lot of our storm drains actually end up in the, you know, the swales in front of your yard, the storm drains along city streets end up eventually in the bay. And if there's a lot of, especially single-use plastics, which is
that
stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, when you throw that a paper cup out the window because you're done with your big gulp, you have to realize that plastic lid and the plastic straw are going to be in the environment basically forever. Practically forever. They will eventually degrade, but it takes a long time.
Right.
The paper, the cup itself, if it's paper, will degrade, you know, when in a reasonable amount of time, but not the plastic.
Sure. Right.
Very,
yeah.
very, very damaging to put plastic in the environment because it's just there forever.
And it doesn't digest well for the animals.
No, it definitely does not.
So I guess one
plastic
of your
balloons are another thing.
Yeah, I guess balloons and plastic bags and stuff, mm-hmm. I know, look at least in part to your sea turtles as jellyfish.
Yes, mm-hmm. they do.
And they eat mm-hmm. jellyfish. So when they eat a plastic bag and they get full of undigestible plastic, they can't metabolize food anymore, and you will eventually damage your sea turtles.
Wow.
Right. So yeah, try to refuse straws. That's a really mm-hmm. simple way, you know. Maybe use reusable shopping bags at the grocery store.
Right.
Or sometimes you don't need a bag. Like when you go to Walmart and you buy one item, you really don't. You don't have to take a bag.
No.
Like, I know sometimes, and honestly, it starts a conversation sometimes with me, with other people around, because they see me just, like, putting stuff in there and not necessarily taking bags. So, yeah, it's all little things that can make a big difference.
Yeah, Lucky's Market down there will actually mm-hmm. give you a rebate for every bag you don't use. You bring your own bags, which I do, and they will double it. They'll give you a little wooden coin, and you can It's worth 10 cents, and if you drop it in, they have
the little Plunko machine.
The little Plunko machine, and you can go down there, and occasionally I believe the Marine Institute's already been up there, the Gulf World Marine Institute. I know that St. Andrews Baywatch has been on there as well. And find a charity you like and donate. They will match everything you put in there.
Oh, that's really good.
So, yes, and they don't use plastic bags or no plastic bags here.
Nope.
Those are paper bags.
Yep.
So if you're going to take bags, ask for paper bags. Try to remember to bring your own, because paper bags do have they do create some greenhouse gases in their manufacture, and we might be better off without those. Use a cloth bag. Take them
Absolutely.
With you. I always have some in the car.
Now, we are quite fortunate that there are none of these hurricanes that are coming our way.
We are.
But in the event that they do, what does Gulf World do? Because you're out there, you got these animals, and what do you do to prepare for a hurricane or to protect them from any bad weather?
Yeah, there is a whole master plan. We have a lot of people that work at the park, so all the animals are nice and safe in those situations. I'm personally not one. I will do whatever I need to, but
sure.
I don't know the exact details. But yes, they have a whole hurricane master plan that has come up, and we do practice runs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they're all good to go.
And so for keeping Panama City Beach clean, if there is a big storm, there's usually probably more of a mess out there on the beach.
There is. And what it also illustrates for us when we go out, like after Gordon came through, the line that we clean, it's so evident of how much of our trash goes into the water. Because at that point, it's not mainly on the beach. It's coming in from the Gulf.
Sure.
So as we're picking up all those cigarette butts and all of those straws and the microplastics, like teeny tiny pieces of foam and plastic, that gives us a visual representation of what's going into our water.
And we don't ever see it. Do you all take pictures of some of this stuff that you collect?
We do. We have a Facebook page, Keep PCB Beautiful. If you go to our Facebook page, we not only let you know about all the cleanups we're doing, where we're going to be, we also take pictures of some of the trash we pick up. We tell you how many pounds of trash we pick up. And it's a little staggering when you look at the amount of trash we've picked up since our origination. But I want to take a minute. Nate Sanitation is providing trash receptacles for us tomorrow. And we appreciate them. So I wanted to give
that's
them a
Larry
shout
Hardy
out well.
Who's yes. in charge of that place.
He's
awesome.
He's
a great guy.
They jumped right in when we asked him.
Of course he did. He's good like that. Well, we're going to keep talking about this. We're going to switch gears just a moment and talk about our vinyl play of the day. We're going back to, really, Tom, it's a fantastic year. Do you know what year? You don't. 1978. It's a great year.
I would have.
In the words
wrong.
Of Frank Sinatra, it was
a very good year.
Year,
yes.
Yeah, for small town girls and so forth. But this is the theme song to a movie that John Belushi was in.
Yeah, it's one of the best movies.
It is a classic movie. It might deter, parents from letting their kids, we're encouraging their kids to join a fraternity or a sorority. But this is the theme song. It's called Animal House. It's our vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Yeah. the Pluto, do the Pluto. Do the Pluto, do the Pluto.
Our final play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, going back to 1978. Now, Tom, is the movie Animal House, that was a documentary about your college experiences?
Well, much later, though. I mean, you know, that was a decade later.
That's all right.
Okay.
Oh, it was delayed. I buzzed you. I thought it was not nearly as funny as it was going to be with my buzzer. So
no, your buzzer's at the wrong time. You need to get those buzzer buttons up that and the canned applause, which is really cheesy.
Yes.
You have the cheesiest canned applause I've ever
seen.
I'm
a DJ. What do you expect? It's 10 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. We're talking about keeping Panama City Beach clean and the partnership that Golf World is providing with that. And really, I think some folks who are maybe visiting in this area don't realize all the goodies that we have here, because we have Golf World, we have Zoo World. Mm-hmm. We have the world's most beautiful beaches, and mm-hmm. can continue to be the world's most beautiful beaches if you just clean up after yourself.
Yes. And I'd like to do a shout out. Diver's Den is also our partner on the water as well. So they've got the same goal of keeping our beaches clean and our waters clean. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate working with them as well.
They're primary in some invasive species stuff. Aren't they the ones that are working on the lionfish problem?
They are working with the lionfish, yes.
Please do not take your tropical fish and dump them in the bay. They don't belong there, and sometimes they don't play nicely with the local flora and fauna. And don't take your ball python down to the Everglades either, okay?
That is bad.
Well, the lionfish are sort of the ball python of the reef system out here. I mean, we've got the alligators have been here for a long time, but they've never seen large constricting snakes, so they don't eat them. I wish they would, but it's just not in their DNA, I guess.
Well, it's very interesting. The invasive species issues are quite
interesting. And the lionfish, what we learned when we were down in the Caribbean, and I didn't even know this, and I'm from Louisiana, when Katrina came through mm-hmm. and took out a lot in New Orleans, well, the aquarium was hit hard.
Okay.
And a lot of those species from the aquarium went into the Gulf waters and where they're not native. And so the lionfish are one of the things that they thrived.
Really?
And so they that was pretty much the origination of the problem.
And where's the lionfish originally from? Oh, no one knows.
Lordy, no, I want to say like South China Seas or something.
Okay.
That sounds good.
They're not,
They're from, definitely not from here.
They're tropical Pacific fish, I think, but somebody can Facebook me and tell
here.
Me I'm wrong.
Okay.
But they don't belong here. However, the one thing that they have going against them is they're tasty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to dive to get them, and I know that we have lots of competitions out there, but hopefully they're going to make it to restaurant menus as a normal thing, and maybe we can have a cottage industry here.
I like it.
Yeah.
We're encouraging, chomping down on them.
If you don't know what a lionfish looks like, if you think back to Star Trek The Next Generation, Jean-Luc Picard had one in an aquarium in his ready room.
only you would come up with that.
We Googled it, and they are native to the Indo-Pacific.
There you go.
There you go.
I was close.
You were close.
I was pretty darn close. Had a wild guess.
One thing I have learned working for Gulf World is I get a question every day that I don't know the answer to.
Okay. There you
because
go.
Because there is so much to learn, but that's also what's so neat about the industry as a whole.
So tell us again, when we clean in beaches again.
We're cleaning beaches tomorrow morning, my
okay.
friend.
That's right. Good. What time?
You can get involved quick. It is from 9 to 11.
What if I show up at 9:30? Will you kick me out?
I will hand you a bag and a grabber, and I won't smack you on the bottom, but I'll say, go get them.
Okay. Not a problem. Good. So you don't. What if I want to stay after you guys are done?
We
can clean as long as you want.
As long as there is trash to pick up,
you're not
going to
kick
continue.
Me out.
Okay. Not at all, sir.
And what part of the beach are you cleaning up?
Well, tomorrow... the International Coastal Cleanup, which is tomorrow, there are four different pickup locations in PCB. We are focusing on the Grand Lagoon. So we're going to be going out of Treasure Island Marina. So bring your kayaks, your paddle boards, and get out there and on the water, or you can clean up around the grounds, as we've mentioned. And Diver's Den is doing a reduced price if you want to rent from them and get a jet ski or a kayak and go out on the water yourself.
They don't have jet skis, but they do have some on the water options.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, if you don't know how to run a jet ski, please don't rent one.
We don't want to tax
our emergency responders with somebody who's never driven a jet ski before mowing down the people picking up trash. Just leaves a bad vision in my head there.
That would be a negative.
And we do have a Facebook event, so you can go in there and see more, see the location if you need the address, share it with your friends and family. The more awareness we can get about the cause, even if they're not in our area, the better. Mm-hmm.
And if you can't make it tomorrow morning, Keep PCB Beautiful's out there twice a week on Wednesday afternoons and to watch the sunset as we pick up. And then on Saturday mornings, we go to different locations. So our Facebook page has all those events.
And we're always welcome to join you.
Always. We love it.
Cool.
Very good. And we need to do something to Gulf World.
We do.
I've never been.
You are invited.
Good. Thank you.
Some of these places, especially in... animals don't have an off season. We might have an off season in tourism, but you guys don't have an off season. This goes on. Those critters need you all the time out
they
there.
They do.
And I think
cold
that
stunt season is
I
actually
would
one
I would
of
love to
busiest.
Do. I would love to do a if we're going to tackle teaching our audience how to juggle on air with
okay.
Jason Hedden, we can.
This is true. We're going to do this.
This is true. Okay. This is okay. We don't know how this is going to work, but
it's going to be weird.
It's going to be weird, but that's kind of us. And there's no reason we can't go out and do a show from Gulf World.
Absolutely.
I'd love to have you. We can tell you stuff. We can show you the park and the institute.
That would be perfect.
About both sides of what we do.
We would love to do that.
I have one other thing I have to say today.
Okay.
And completely different subject. The Marina Civic Center, backstage
yes,
pass
tonight.
It's
on my screen right now.
Oh, it is on your screen right now. I didn't want you to. I can't see your screen from here.
There's a reason for that.
Okay, I just want to make sure we give a shout out to our friend and supporter of public radio, Jeff Carter. It's the Jeff Carter Group tonight. If you haven't been to Backstage Pass, do it.
And if you haven't seen the Jeff Carter Group, do it.
Well, do it. Yeah, you got two reasons. It's a beautiful way actually a beautiful place backstage. They pull up all the draperies and they light the walls and the fly rail and all that stuff. It's really interesting back there. And great place, very intimate setting because you're not in the theater, you're on the stage with the group. And that group is just great.
Yeah, he's got a great group of musicians with him, and he's pretty good too.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, ladies, thank you again for coming in, and
we need to do this again
and make sure that we keep our beaches beautiful.
Yes.
Because that's what we're known for here. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We'll round out this hour of music with Elton John. This is Rocket Man on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
My bags last night.